Hello and welcome to Forever 35's Season 1. This is a recap of the first season of iconic TV shows, starting with The OC, and I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And this is a Patreon-exclusive episode. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/forever35, where you can hear this episode in full, and join our discussion on the Discord all about The OC, The Orange County. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm just looking at the previously on that we have here.
Yes.
And to recap, in the last episode, Anna Stern, who's been around since like episode 3, she moves back to Pittsburgh, and Seth is all upset and he thinks she's leaving because of him. And I just realized, like, they didn't mention Anna at all in this episode that we just watched.
Oh, you know, she's gone.
She's gone. Like, she never might as well have never existed.
She might as well have never existed. You know who else might as well have never existed is Uncle Sean.
Oh, that storyline will haunt me for the rest of my life. I will be like 90 years old talking to, hopefully, like, I don't know, my great grandkids, and I'll be like, there's a show with the worst storyline ever. It has to come back, right? Because Sandy essentially committed a crime. Like, that has to be setting up something.
I mean, look, Jimmy got away with stealing $4 million. So, like,
and then Sandy opens a restaurant with him. I don't. Everybody's calculations are so poor on this show.
So bad.
A couple other moments from last week. Oh, sorry. Before we continue, Teresa, Ryan's ex-girlfriend, was in town. They were hooking up. Cal had a party that everybody went to, and then Teresa's fiance showed up, and there was a big fight at the party.
Wow.
And that was basically it. Mm-hmm. And Sandy committed a crime to help Uncle Sean, a man we'd never heard of and we'll never hear of again. And here we are.
And here we are. I mean, it just, yeah. Okay, so Ryan, they concoct this reason for Ryan and Seth to be back at the Mermaid Inn.
I love this story. Great point. They come up, they crafted an excuse. Which was, Dory?
An excuse that they left a watch.
Was it their watch or was it Teresa's watch that they're picking up?
Oh, maybe it was Teresa's watch.
Unclear.
But they have an interaction with a very Uncle Sean-like front desk clerk. Who remarks, like, how beautiful the woman in that room was.
Why?
So they don't have the watch, and then they are leaving, and they see Luke coming out of Julie Cooper's hotel room, and they kiss passionately.
Finally, we have the reveal that Luke and Julie Cooper are having an affair. Finally. I've been waiting for this moment. And they have been dragging it out. Like, they have been really, there's been a lot of like crossed paths and missed connections at the hotel.
Yep.
But finally it happened.
Ryan and Seth are obviously horrified, and they're kind of hiding, like watching the whole situation unfold, and are just like, holy crap.
I mean, I have to like kind of circle back in time and imagine myself at 16. And if I found out a friend who was also my ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend was hooking up.
Yes.
Right? Because Marissa's technically Ryan's ex-girlfriend. Was hooking up with her mom. Like, I'm just trying to imagine this.
I know.
Like, I know a lot of scandal takes place in the OC, but like this would blow up a town.
To hear the rest of this episode, visit patreon.com/forever35.